And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Monday. And we are talking today with Riley County Historical Museum Executive Director Cheryl Collins, who joins us in studio. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dave Lewis is going to join us on this program, too. This is a topic that he is very well versed in, and we're going to talk a lot about trains today.
Well, I don't know about very well, but I can probably fake my way through it. But this is something that I've been looking forward to for couple of weeks now, since we started talking about this being the subject of our show today.
It's a great opportunity to see a great train.
Yeah. The UP Big Boy. I've seen a lot of people from a lot of my friends from Kansas City have been posting.
Well, and it's in Kansas City today.
It's in Kansas City today, and it's on display till 3 o'clock.
So this is the time if you want to see it up close. You could go up to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. There's also the experience, the Union Pacific rail car up there with kind of interactive exhibits on UP history and the Big Boy and so on.
Well, what we're talking about here, and I'm just going to kind of preface this if that's all right with you, Brandon, mm-hmm. is the Union Pacific Railroad has spent the last couple of years refurbishing one of its giant locomotives. Now, back in the early 40s, they made these locomotives, and they were initially designed to bring coal over the mountains.
Right.
Basically.
And I assume for the war effort,
yes.
Why the big
right.
trains
right.
to have massive quantities.
They made 25 of these so-called Big Boy locomotives. And this is the only one that is operating. And the only reason it's operating is because Union Pacific wanted to make this part of the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad, which was back in May. That was when the Union Pacific and what was it? West Pacific? I can't remember what the other...
East and West met.
At Promontory Point, where they drove the Golden Spike.
Yes. A really, really important date in American history.
You know, it's one of the most important dates
yes.
in American history
yes.
because that really brought together the technology of the time, unified the country in a way like nothing else.
Well, and provided not only transportation coast to coast, but the telegraph also
yes.
followed that line. So
mm-hmm.
instantaneous almost, I mean, comparatively,
and telegraph lines followed most railways
yes.
back in the
yes.
1860s and from then on.
And I was interested in looking back at the newspapers when the railroad first came to Manhattan, Kansas, which was in August of 1866.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost more excited about the telegraph getting here than the railroad. So it was really important. That Golden Spike was really important, and I think it's neat that we have a local connection to that, which is General Jack Casement. And, of course, your studios are on Casement Road,
mm-hmm.
which is General Jack's family's namesake. General Jack was the general overseer of the building of the road from the east to the west, and he and his brother Daniel Casement, Daniel the senior. Of course, we know Dan Casement here as the stockman rancher. That was his uncle. Those Casement brothers, were instrumental in building the Transcontinental Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And so General Jack was at the
driving
the Golden Stake. So I think that's a neat local connection that we have to that really important
yeah.
period.
And it was the Central Pacific.
Okay.
It was the Central Pacific, and Promontory Point is about 65 miles from Salt Lake City, to give you an idea. And, bringing the east, connecting the west, and before, is all basically, horse and whatever you could pull by a horse, or maybe a mule, or a oxen.
A lot of hard work.
But that's, the 150th anniversary, that's a major historical footnote.
And I think the Union Pacific Railroad wanted to highlight that and highlight mm-hmm. that in their history. So these big boys and the restoration of this big boy, and it's traveling all around the country, is one of the ways they're doing that, which I think it's pretty neat that we get to have it come here,
yeah.
visit here.
Yeah. The work was being done, I believe, in Cheyenne, where UP has a large facility there. They have a static Big Boy on display.
Yes.
That one's 4004. I've seen that one. And this is 4014. This is number 4014, so that number will be on there. And it's got a nice glossy black to it. And I was talking to my brother the other day. He lives up in Nebraska, and he had a chance to see Big Boy, and he says that the one thing that you want to be able to do is get fairly close. And they say don't get any closer than 25 feet away from it.
And its stop in Manhattan is
It'll
a stop
stopping
where
in Manhattan.
You're off the right-of-way. Mm-hmm. You stay off the right-of-way, and you look at it.
And the most impressive thing is how the ground shakes when it's coming through.
Oh, I hadn't.
It will rumble. This thing is 380 tons.
Yes, 1.2 million pounds.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's the locomotive and the tender together.
Ah, okay.
That's a lot. And that doesn't even include the amount of fuel that it has. And I think that they have three different cars that are filled with fuel.
And it originally was coal.
Yes, and they made the switch to oil some years ago, actually during that time. And now this one with the conversion is oil.
Okay. Well, my understanding is it ran on the UP line from December 1941 until it retired in December 1961.
Yeah.
So
some of them have been scrapped, and I believe that there are seven others that are on display. There's one up at Omaha.
There's one at St. Mm-hmm. Louis, as
yes.
I read.
Yeah. And they are, let's see, the locomotive and the tender all together is 132 feet long.
That's a big...
If you're looking at a football field, that's 44 yards.
That's almost half.
That's almost half a football field long between the locomotive and the tender itself.
Which is why it has to be articulated, mm-hmm. I assume, to go around
right.
corners.
And that's one of the things that, and they have to be very careful on the tracks they chose because they couldn't have too many, too high a degree of turning radius. And it's 4884. And what that means is the front four wheels, there's a pair of wheels, and Brandon and I, we talked about this the other day, that the front wheels are really about our height.
Wow. But,
well, they're about the standard size wheels, you know, of most cars, you know, 4.5 feet tall. And so they got a set of four, and then there are two sets of eight big wheels. Those are the ones that generate the power. Basically, what they did is they put two locomotives, two pretty good-sized locomotives in the day, into one. And then the back two, another pair. So there's, that's what, 24 wheels in all? And the front two and the four two, the back two are to help steer, to help it keep it straight on the rails. Because if those big ones are all straight... You know, and there's a little gap in between so that, you know, they can make those transitions in the curves, in the turns. There's it's an amazing sight to see this big boy.
Yeah, I think it will be. And it's unusual to see a steam train anywhere.
It is. It is. I mean, we get some, I think, you know, like Topeka has its railroad days, and they have one, I think, every year.
The Enterprise one over mm-hmm. at Abilene, I think, runs a steam occasionally.
Right. The Dickinson County group, they had a steam locomotive that 3145, I believe, is the number on it. And it was in City Park, in Eisenhower Park there in Abilene, on display for so long. And then there's a local group that got together and renovated it, refurbished it, and got it operable. And it makes occasional runs on that line through Enterprise. They had some struggles with that this year because waters took out a lot of the railway there toward Enterprise over the Smoky Hill.
Yeah.
And I've been on that, and it's spectacular.
It is fun. That's a really fun trip.
Before we get into some of the other historical notes, let's talk about what's happening this week.
Okay.
With Big Boy, because there, as we made mention, there it's at Kansas City today, and it leaves Kansas City tomorrow, I believe 9 o'clock, 8 or 9 in the morning, and then it'll make a couple of stops, one in Lawrence, and then one at the Great Overland Station.
Right.
And then they've got a rail yard there that it will stay for the night in Topeka.
Right, but it's not a it's not a viewing location.
Okay.
The viewing location, I think, is just Kansas City.
Just Kansas City, where, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can see it, but...
Right, but you can't go up close like you can in Kansas City.
And then Wednesday morning, it leaves Topeka at 8 and it arrives in Manhattan at 9:30. And it stays here till 10:15. Right. And that's what they're doing. They're making little stops in between. It's stopping also in Junction City and Abilene after that. And then around 2:15 on Wednesday afternoon, it stays. It arrives in Salina and spends the night there.
And you can go out to their website, www.up.com, and they have all the schedules and times and all of the things.
And so it's going to stop at the Manhattan Avenue crossing.
Right. They're suggesting that as the good place because there's parking there and in a good location for view.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fascinating. I want to try to probably get a jump on that and try to see it when it comes through over here just south of us before it gets to the crossing.
Of course, any place on the track, you'll be able to see it go by.
You can see it, and it's an impressive
sight. And feel it, as you said.
Going to be a lot of people with their phones out taking video of this.
Yeah.
So this, you know, and when you and I talked about, you know, possibly having the show center around railroads, this is an area that's got a lot of neat little anecdotes when it comes to railroads.
Well, and I suspect your listeners all have experiences with trains, some of them more firsthand than I have, because, of course, my lifetime's at the tail end of the passenger service, really.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's take our break, and then we'll entertain some calls, and we'll talk about some other local railroads. All right?
Sounds good.
Brandon, you're just going to hang out?
I'll hang out. I'll fill in where I can.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. All right. It's In Focus. Cheryl Collins with Riley County Historical Museum joining us on In Focus. Back in a moment.